At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Monica Reinagle. Welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Buckle your seatbelts and pull out those pocket protectors because we are going full nutrition nerd this week, talking about the role of dietary protein in maximizing muscle protein synthesis. But wait, don't assume that this is only of interest to bodybuilders. Applying the insights I'm going to share with you today to your daily meals can have a monumental impact on your ability to maintain a healthy body weight, age successfully, and to bounce back from illness and injury. You may recall that in a previous episode on preventing age-related muscle loss, I explained that you can get more protein benefit without necessarily eating more protein simply by distributing your protein more evenly over the course of the day. And since then, I've heard from many of you asking how to adapt this advice to various situations and dietary patterns, such as those that are somewhat lower in protein. Well, I recently attended a meeting with some of the world's top protein researchers, and in between sessions, I hit them up for their insights on the questions that you've raised, and I've got some great new information to share with you. But first, let's just back up for 1 minute and talk about muscle protein synthesis and just what that is. Building and repairing muscle tissue requires protein, and that's a nutrient that our bodies kind of have to use as it comes in. We can't store it up for future use. So whenever we eat any foods containing protein, we get a little burst of muscle building activity. And the amount of muscle that you can build is dependent on the amount of protein that you've taken in at that meal. Eat a little bit of protein, build a little bit of muscle. Take in more protein, build more muscle, but only up to a certain point. Research done by Douglas Padden Jones of the University of Texas has shown that muscle protein synthesis peaks or levels off at about 30 grams of protein per meal. Anything above that is largely wasted in terms of its muscle building benefit. Now, just to give you a quick frame of reference, a typical chicken breast contains 50 to 65 grams of protein. An 8-ounce sirloin contains about 70 grams of protein. A half cup of Greek yogurt, on the other hand, contains about 10 grams of protein, and an egg contains 6 grams of protein. To see how much protein you get from lots of other foods, you can check out my protein cheat sheet, and there's a link to that in today's show notes, which, as always, are at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. Now, the average protein intake in the U.S. is just under 90 grams per day. However, we typically eat about two-thirds of that, somewhere around 60 grams, at dinner time, with breakfast and lunch typically being much lower in protein. That means that despite taking in plenty of protein over the course of the day, most of us are only maxing out our muscle-building processes once a day. Now, maximizing your muscle protein synthesis once a day is definitely better than nothing, but there is a missed opportunity here. Padden Jones has demonstrated that by taking that same 90 grams of protein and dividing it up more evenly across 3 meals, we could maximize protein synthesis 3 times a day instead of just once. Now, in practical terms, that usually means eating a lot less protein at dinner and a lot more protein at breakfast. Now, there's certainly nothing wrong with eating half a chicken breast or a salmon fillet for breakfast. But if you're not ready to start your day with a turkey burger, that's okay. A versatile source of protein such as whey protein powder can also be a really big help. And I've included a link in the show notes to an article that has suggestions for using protein powder to bump up the protein content of typical breakfast and lunch foods. Now, as I said, maximizing muscle protein synthesis is not just for bodybuilders and athletes. It's beneficial for all of us, but it's particularly critical for three groups of people: those who are over 50, those who are in the process of losing weight, and those who are recovering from any kind of serious injury, illness, or surgery. All three of these groups are prone to accelerated muscle loss, and that makes all three of those conditions, aging, weight loss, recovery, a lot more challenging. Ironically, the groups who have the most to gain from maximizing muscle protein synthesis, that's the older adults, those who are actively losing weight, and those recovering from illness or injury, are all likely to be eating a lot less protein than the average intake of 90 grams per day. They may be just taking in fewer calories in general in an effort to lose weight, or they may be eating smaller, more frequent meals because they have smaller appetites, or protein foods may just be less appealing to them. And this brings us to the burning question that so many of you have asked me. How can you get the most muscle-building benefit if you're only taking in 50 or 60 grams of protein per day? Are you better off dividing that smaller amount evenly across three meals? Or what if you typically eat smaller and more frequent meals? Should some of them be heavier in protein and others lighter? Or should they all have just a little bit of protein? Well, some analysis done by Dr. Wayne Campbell at Purdue University suggests that when it comes to preserving muscle, hitting that 30-gram threshold once a day is better than never hitting it, especially for our three groups that are at increased risk of muscle loss. And hitting it twice a day is even better than hitting it only once. After discussing all of this with Dr. Patton-Jones and Dr. Campbell and applying a little common sense, I've come up with the following guidelines for those who, for whatever reason, do not eat 90 grams of protein per day, but are still trying to maintain their lean muscle. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month two, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore, and for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
And now, here are four guidelines that can help you build or retain more muscle with a little bit less protein. Number one, max it out at least once a day. If you only eat 50 grams of protein per day, you are better off eating 30 of it at a single meal than dividing that equally among three or more meals. If you can manage two protein maxed meals per day, even better. Guideline number two is to do what you can. If 30 grams of protein is simply more than you can manage at a single meal, aiming for 25 or even 20 grams at a meal is still going to give you more benefit than just 5 or 10 grams. Guideline number three is to avoid eating more than 30 grams of protein at any given meal. Although that extra protein can be used as fuel, and by that I mean calories, it's not helping with muscle preservation. Move that protein to a different meal or snack. And finally, don't just feed your muscles, use them. Because you know what works even better than protein to build new muscle? Exercise. And you know what works better than either exercise or protein alone? Exercise plus protein. There's one final thing to keep in mind here. Most of this research presumes that the protein we're talking about is high-quality protein, namely from lean meat, fish, poultry, dairy, eggs, or whey protein powder. If you're getting your protein from plant sources, such as legumes, nuts, and grains, it may take significantly more than 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal to max out your muscle protein synthesis. On my blog at nutritionovereasy.com, I have a post on how to maximize the benefits from plant-based protein sources, and you'll find a link to that, along with links to the research that I've mentioned today and other related resources at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. My thanks to Drs. Padden Jones and Campbell for their ongoing work into this important issue and for lending their expertise to our discussion here. If you have questions or comments about today's show, I'd love to hear from you. Come find me on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page or send me an email at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss a single episode. Thanks so much for listening and have a great week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.